Stephen Colbert did something unusual last night, didn't he, Dean?
Well, a lot of the comedians in the late night shows were going to be doing shows live after, you know, the Republican convention coverage. The Daily Show canceled theirs, but Stephen Colbert was scheduled to be live last night. I'm honestly not sure if it got on the air or it didn't get on the air because everybody broke in, all the TV stations, with storm coverage last night with the severe storms and tornadoes or not. But what Stephen Colbert, you know, the show went on for the rest of the country, and Stephen Colbert had some very profound words to start his show instead of his usual comedic monologue.
Hey, everybody. Stephen Colbert here. We are live tonight following the GOP convention, but this part I'm saying right now is being recorded just a little after 7 o'clock in light of, well, in light of the darkness. The United States came close to a great tragedy on Saturday when at a political rally down in Pennsylvania, a 20-year-old gunman shot and nearly killed a former president and the man who today became the 2024 Republican nominee. And my immediate reaction when I saw this on Saturday were horror at what was unfolding, relief that Donald Trump had lived, and frankly, grief for my beautiful country. And then fresh horror as we learned that attendees had also been shot, one of whom died at the rally. So as we've done many times in the past, when some tragic event has shocked the nation, I'm starting the show tonight talking at the desk, though I could just as easily start the show moaning on the floor. Because how many times do we need to learn the lesson that violence has no role in our politics, that the entire objective of a democracy is to fight out our differences with, as the saying goes, a ballot, not a bullet?
Yeah, so starting the show on a pretty serious tone, kind of echoing the no room for political violence that almost everybody has had since the shooting took place over the weekend. And a story that just came in a couple of minutes ago related to this now. Jack Black is in Australia right now doing his Tenacious D tour. It's Jack Black and his partner, Kyle Gass, you know, that put on a full-blown rock and roll show. And I guess during a show over the weekend, Kyle Gass, not Jack Black, but his partner, made some comments on stage. I don't even want to repeat what the comments were. He was talking about President Trump and the attempted assassination, but that, his comments, have stirred national outrage in Australia. They're calling for Jack Black to be deported, Jack Black and Kyle Gass to be deported from Australia, even though they still have tour dates. And as of just a few minutes ago, Jack Black issued a statement saying, "I was blindsided by what was said at the show on Sunday. I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. After much reflection, I no longer feel it's appropriate to continue the Tenacious D tour, and all future creative plans are now on hold. I'm grateful to fans for their support and understanding." So he has just gone and completely canceled the whole tour as a result of the statements that were made on stage.
Nothing, but he didn't say any of this, right?
Jack Black was not the one that said anything, although Jack Black is, you know, he...
yeah, he can be outspoken.
Well, he can be outspoken, and he was very outspoken for President Biden at a fundraiser recently, but it was not Jack Black that said anything this time. It was a gas. Actually kind of encouraging political violence, and that's why everybody is upset. That's why Jack Black is upset and canceled the entire tour.
Yes, understandably that he did that. And what's the controversy surrounding the Bill Maher podcast now?
Well, Bill Maher, in addition to doing his real-time show on it, whatever it's called, HBO Max, whatever the service is called these days. It's like, do I call it Marshall Fields or Macy's? Sears Tower or Willis Tower?
It's on TV.
HBO or Max. I can never remember what to call things these days. In addition to having his regular show, he also does a podcast. And he invited onto his podcast actor Armie Hammer, who has just fallen from grace from being a one-time top A-lister. He was accused of sexual misconduct by several women, charges including rape, physical abuse, and even cannibalism. Dropped by his talent agency, fired from jobs, completely out of work. So this guy, nobody wanted to touch this guy. Except Bill Maher invited him on his podcast to talk about this whole thing. And some interesting things actually came out of it. Armie Hammer said that after 2.5 years of being under a microscope, he was cleared of charges in two countries. He also said that he went through a complete psych evaluation and passed with flying colors. He did apologize, though, for what he admits was emotional abuse toward others, and says that he was grateful for all of this controversy because it kind of forced him to join a 12-step program for substance abuse issues, even though it completely blew up his personal and professional life. So, you know, there's some interesting things that actually came out of this whole thing. And Bill Maher was the only one who would let him on his show to talk about it.
His criminal trial is over, but now Alec Baldwin faces a civil suit. Dean has more on that.
Yeah, the widower of the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, who was killed in that shooting on the set of the movie Rust, is saying that this is not over for Alec Baldwin. The other day, a judge dismissed the involuntary manslaughter charges against the actor, but the husband now is saying that he intends on bringing a civil lawsuit against Alec Baldwin in all of this. Wrongful death lawsuit settlement with Baldwin was reached in 2022, but Matthew Hutchins now is saying that not only has that payout not been timely, he is going to file the civil case, and there could be more.
What is this Beastie Boys lawsuit all about that they're filing?
Well, this is, you know, as we've said it a million times, you can't use someone's song for your products without getting their permission first. And apparently the Chili's restaurant chain has been using not only their song, but they also did sort of a mimicked style of their famous music video for the Beastie Boys song Sabotage, all of that without permission. So now a lawsuit was filed by the two surviving Beastie Boys, Michael Diamond and Adam Horowitz. Also, the estate of Adam Yauch, who specifically put in his will, barring the use of music in advertisements, has also gotten in on this case as well. So, Chili's, you can't do that.
No,
can't.
No, well, you can, but it'll cost you.
Why do people keep doing this? You can't just take someone's music without their permission.
There is an investigation into the cause of death in the Richard Simmons Richard Simmons' death. I was surprised to read that they're investigating this.
Yeah, well, because they said, you know, when they found him, that there was no foul play. So, you know, just everybody thought that the whole thing was over. But the medical examiner's office in Los Angeles yesterday said that they are going to do a further investigation now into his death. They're going to do additional testing. The autopsy already has been done, but they're going to do even more testing. What they are looking for, they have not disclosed. All we know is that Richard Simmons died at his home in Beverly Hills on Saturday. Some sources close to Simmons and the people around him say that he had taken a fall in his bathroom the day before he died, but he refused medical care. According to these sources, the housekeeper said, I'm going to call the doctor, I'm going to take you to the emergency room, and he refused to go. So whether that had something to do with it or not, they're going to be doing some more investigations as a result of that. I know this is a little macabre, but since his death, I've been going on YouTube and looking at old TV appearances that he has done. He did a segment of Whose Line Is It Anyway that is hilarious. If you're looking for some laughs today, and heaven knows we need them.
Yeah,
he appeared on David Letterman's show numerous times, and all of those appearances are hilarious. If you want to, it's sad that it took his death to kind of remind me to look at some of these clips. But the guy was hilarious,
yeah, especially with Letterman.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of fun. And finally, the Eagles, apparently a big hit out in Las Vegas, huh?
Yeah, at the good old Sphere. You got to get over there. Did you go?
No, I haven't. I'd love to be there. And I was informed by Mrs. Surratt recently that she wants to see the Eagles.
Oh, well, there you go. They just extended their stay, their Las Vegas residency. At the Sphere, they announced new sets of shows over two weekends in January. Pre-sale for those shows start next Tuesday. That is in addition to the shows which are already on the schedule for November and December. So now the Eagles will have 20 shows total at the Sphere. This marks their first live concerts since their long goodbye farewell tour ended in the Netherlands after 50 years of touring and like 100 million albums, something like that, sold worldwide during their careers. That would be a cool place to see them. I haven't seen anything at the Sphere yet.
Yeah, it's supposed to be spectacular. I saw some of the video from the U2 concerts there,
right.
And it looked great. I read somewhere that tickets for the Eagles out there start at $175. That seems low.
That seems preposterously low.
I don't believe that.
For anything at the Sphere especially, but even the cheap venues at Vegas charge more than $175 per show.
Maybe that's just the tip that you have to give.
It could
to
be. For, that may just be
get
for
the tickets.
That's for parking.
Okay, I'm going to start saving up.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Wayne Newton to play the Sphere before I go there.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.